interested in subscription web design services, but not sure what niche you should go into? Well, this is going to be the episode for you. Hello there. Welcome in to another episode of the Subscription Web Design Podcast. This is one of the questions I get maybe more than anyone else is, what niche should I go into if I want to start doing services like this? Surely there are certain ones that work better than others, and certainly there are some that won't work at all. So how do I know what to go into? So we're going to answer this question. We're going to do it methodically. We're going to zoom out and go to the very beginning. Okay. The first thing that you need to do is to start with a model. All right. Start with a model of how you want to be paid. Okay. If you don't have the kind of model down that you want to do, then it'll be hard to decide what niche to go into. Now, you can make an argument that the model ought to be determined by the type of client that you pick. And that's totally fine too. Okay. Either way that you slice it though, you need something to start with. You've got to start with the model, or you've got to start with the niche. Okay. My contention is this. I don't think there is a niche that subscription web design will not work for. I have clients in a variety of different niches and different price points and different service packages and even different models in some cases. Okay. I have clients doing a lot of different things with me. And so I have not yet been convinced that there is a specific one, two, or three niches that subscription web design works better for than others. Now, there are some larger scale companies that have niche sort of packages for like local small businesses and that sort of thing. So, I mean, if you want to go into this sort of generic local small business thing, you know, there's sort of a place to start. But again, that's kind of already been done. There's already companies out there with great systems that do that. And I mean, you could do that too. But again, it's just one of the available options. And frankly, it's probably not the most lucrative because you're playing a price game. Okay. So you have different ways that you could go here. I recommend you start by choosing a model of how you want to get paid. Do you want to use a lease to own model? I like the model that I teach. Do you want to use sort of a template fill in the blank model? Okay. Where you actually start out with three different templates, good, better, best, or something like that. And then somebody actually picks the template that they want to go with. You start there, you customize from there, charge a fairly low service management fee every month, and then build the business up from there. Perfectly viable way to do it. Or do you want to do custom work? Does template work not excite you? That's fine too. So start with the kind of work you want to do, the kind of model you want to offer. And then you can look at the niche that it's going to make sense for. Okay. Are cheap templates the best sort of website for lawyers? Probably not. Why? Well, for a number of reasons. Lawyers love a high-class professional look. They might want something custom, okay? Number two, lawyers expect to pay money and have great experiences in the process, okay? You might be able to get 10 times the amount of money monthly from a lawyer on a subscription web design plan than you would from just any other local small business owner. So the possibilities are really endless here. It's just a matter of creating the deal, using the model, and finding the kind of clients that you want to work with. It doesn't work for or not work for any particular niche. This is also why I define subscription web design the way I do, right? I don't have some specific box that I'm putting it in. It's basically just a way of thinking about how to price your web design services so that you can break out of that feast or famine cycle and know what to expect from your money next month, okay? Really, it starts there, right? It starts with an awareness of what you want your business to produce for you on a regular monthly income schedule, okay? So, surprise, I don't think there's a niche that it won't work for. And the reality is that pricing is based on many factors. If you go back to the episode, I believe it was the episode a couple of weeks ago, we talked all about the factors that you need to consider when pricing your subscription web design services. Work through all of those factors. And here's the bottom line. You really need to pick a niche that you want to work in. You need to pick a who, people that you want to work with. You wake up every day and you're excited about finding solutions to those people's problems or creating new capabilities for those people that they didn't realize that they had. Okay. And then once you, man, if you're really excited about that, then you can just adjust the model accordingly as you go. It might not be perfect to start with. You might get turned down the first couple times, and then you ask them what about it wasn't attractive to you. And maybe they'll tell you, and then you just fix it for the future. Okay. You don't have to take this so seriously. You just have to start somewhere. Be willing to make changes and make mistakes because you learn from those, and then go forward from there. Start with a who or start with a model. But make sure that you're passionate about what you're doing and you're passionate about who you are doing the work with. And once you have those things down, your business can be absolutely unstoppable. And there's not a niche, in my opinion, that it won't work for. So I hope that was a helpful thinking exercise for you. Again, nothing too rocket science-y here, but don't make it harder than it has to be. People are asking this question all the time of what's the best niche to go into. There is no best niche. The best niche to go into is the one that you're excited about serving and the one that is going to be profitable for you and for your business. All right, you guys take care. See you in the next episode of the Subscription Web Design Podcast. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's a $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.